Our next presenter is Penny Caudill, and she's the administrator for the something county? Monroe County, sorry, Health Department in Bloomington, Indiana.
Well, the Monroe County Health Assessment project has been very exciting for us to engage in a partnership with Indiana University and Monroe County Health Department to really look at policy development and planning for our health department and our community, really using community participation. So I'm excited to be here with you today and to share our story with you. These are our presenters or our authors, and we have no relationships to disclose. So just to really get started, we really, back in 2007, the health department had a assessment of our local public health system. So we really looked at our whole community and how we work together as agencies working together to bring the health of the community and cover all those different avenues. And we found some things that really weren't very surprising, but as a community, we didn't always communicate what we were doing as well as we should. But more importantly, we weren't really good at assessing what the needs of our community were or evaluating a lot of the projects. Local health departments don't have epidemiologists on staff. We don't have the capacity to do that. So that's a rather difficult thing for us to achieve. And we also found that we were rich in resources. We had Indiana University, we had Kelly School of Business, we had Ivy Tech, we had all these resources, but the community and the university really weren't joining forces to work on some really comprehensive projects. We would do small things together, but the larger things didn't tend to get done. And then as we would apply for grants or do planning, we would find that the question you're always asked is, what are the needs in your community? That as a community, we really didn't have good answers to that. We didn't have all of the data that related just to our community. What we did have was state data that was aggregated down to our county. We had individual agency data. The health department had vital statistics. We knew how many births and deaths we'd had. We had some sexually transmitted disease morbidity information. Different agencies, the YMCA or the Parks Department, may have done some surveys so that they knew their population that they serve. They knew what their issues were, but we really didn't have the answers to what our community needed as a whole. We tended to fall back to an assessment that had been done, United Way had led, and it was a service provider's assessment of needs. So what that really did, they gathered some census data and state data, and then they gathered the community partners, the social service agencies, and brought those workers together to say, well, these are the needs of our community. But we really didn't have the participants and the residents telling us what it was they really needed and what their concerns were. So it was much more top-heavy. You know, the people in power or the people running the agencies were saying what was needed, but it really wasn't the everyday person telling us what it was that they needed. And, of course, we had some turf issues in city and county, what's going on, lots of services may be provided within the city limits or surrounding the city, but if you lived in one of the outlying areas of the community, even in Texas, you were talking about that, those services didn't always make their way out there. And as a health department and some of the other agencies that we worked with as well, what we found is that many of our projects or initiatives kind of come from the federal or the state level, and so they come as sort of those mandates or directives that you will work on this, again, without really having the input from the community in terms of what their issues are and what they saw for that. So those are the things that kind of came out of that assessment and as we looked at what was going on. Well, when we had that process, we had some people that started talking about what does this community need? We really need more information. And that's where the partnership was really formed between Monroe County Health Department and Indiana University. And this is where I really have to stop and thank my predecessor, Mr. Schmidt, Dr. Ona from Indiana University, Ms. Googland, for really having the vision and the drive to get this project going and kind of started. So once we had our goal and we knew that we wanted to do a community health assessment and we wanted to really involve the community and use participatory-based information, we wanted our residents to have an input in terms of what was going on, then we needed to move forward and form other partnerships. We needed other people. This wasn't something that we could just do in a vacuum by ourselves. So the first group to get going was really a data group, and we brought together our hospitals. We have two hospitals in the county. Our behavioral health center came in. We met with them and said, we want to know what the 10 issues are that are bringing people into the hospital most often. What are the things that you're seeing most? And how can we gather that information so that it's consistent when we start putting it together? We still pulled census data, state data. We used the information that we had at the health department on our vital statistics and the STD morbidity. And we started pulling all of that data in so that we could gather it, we could collate it, and we could bring it back to the community. Again, this is where our partnership with Indiana University was so important. At the health department, we may have been able to pull the people together to get the information, but being able to really sort through and put that information in a usable system wouldn't have been within our capacity to do. The next thing to do was to bring together our community-based organizations. And we brought in United Way, we brought in the YMCA, the parks departments, all of the people who provided different social services to our area, and said, how can we plan these meetings? We know that we want to take this on a township level. We really want to look at our county not as one big entity, but is small. We know that we have small communities within the county, and that's how we wanted to look at them. So this group was really instrumental in helping us develop our incentive package, and I'll tell you a little more about that in a moment. As I mentioned, we have 11 townships, and so we decided that we were going to do these town hall meetings, and each township has a trustee, and they have a little bit of money so that they can help their residents if they need some medical care, if they need help with rent, or those kinds of things. They were key players in terms of helping us figure out where we should hold those meetings and how we would meet their residents. They hooked us up with other key stakeholders within that township, so they were a valuable asset to this whole project. And finally, but most importantly, were the community residents, because without the people who are living in those townships coming and meeting with us and sharing their information, our goal could never be met. So what did we do? We took our epidemiological information and we integrated that with our geographical information in terms of using GIS. What is our infrastructure within our community? What other kinds of assets do we have? And we pulled all of that information together so that we could present at these town hall meetings a series of maps for visual effect. People could see their community, they could see what's there, and then we could have that conversation about what it was that they needed and what they saw in terms of strength for their community. The fun part was the implementation. It was a lot of work. We had 11 town hall meetings, and we did those this summer. During those, we featured our incentive package that I mentioned a moment ago. That was really a mini health fair. We didn't want to take up a whole lot of time for people. We know that people are busy, so we wanted to kind of make this happen without taking their entire evening. So we had health screenings, we had health information for them, and then we would present these maps that would go in to make our community atlas and epidemiological book. So this was where the fun really took off. We had probably, we ranged, I think, from a dozen to 20 people at most of our meetings. So not large groups, but we had good response and good conversations from the people that were there. The community data was very important to us, and we talked about infrastructure, physical and mental health, what was there. And that's where the maps came in handy. People could tell us what it was they saw, what were the strengths, but we also found that some of the information we had wasn't accurate, that perhaps that Indiana Department of Environmental Management or the Department of Transportation hadn't updated their information recently. I can remember one set of people saying, yes, there's a road that goes to that highway, except you can't get there now because the bridge has been out for about 4 years. Or we looked at, there's an open dump. What is that open dump? Well, actually, we have a lot of stone quarries, limestone, in Indiana. And so there were some old quarries, and we had had some tornadoes go through, and they had taken the debris, the trees that were downed and so forth, and took them and left them at that quarry site. So now they were calling it an open dump. But when people saw that visually, they thought, oh, well, I can take my couch there and dump that in the ground. That wasn't what it was about. One of the things that was bothersome that we saw was the societal issues. In Washington Township, which is really the city of Bloomington in our county, is where most of our homeless reside. We had a good turnout from our homeless population at that town hall meeting, and when they would come to the table, as you can see, we would set out the maps and we would have some different stations so that we could kind of divide the group up and everybody would have a chance to have their input. But what happened is that we had the homeless population at one table and we had the more affluent people at the other table. And we even had some people who were social service providers start at the homeless table, and through the process they moved to the other one. So that was very difficult to watch, but it was also very, very telling. We talked about emergency preparedness and tornado sirens and fire departments or the lack thereof, and all of those things kind of came up. At this point, that brings us to where we're at right now. We're integrating the information that the residents gave us into our data book. We are also preparing to have a meeting with our Spanish-speaking population so that the Hispanic and the Latino community can give us their insight and their concerns in terms of how they deal within our health system. Once we get the Atlas book and the data book completed, we'll be able to report back. We'll report back to our communities, probably not in 11 town hall meetings, but in several meetings, so that they know that we did hear them and we've taken that information and what are we doing with it. We'll be able to report it to our county officials, our health board, our county commissioners, our county council, the city council, the mayor, and then we'll be able to take it to our Indiana legislation. We hope to be able to take it to our legislators so that they can see that these are the things that the residents are telling us that they need. And we have a health commissioner who's very interested in our project as well, and we hope to use the project we've had as a catalyst for doing a regional assessment in our state.
Our next presenter is Jeremy Cantor.